أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at حروف المقطعات area, and we're focusing on ميمات place. Today we will look at سورة الأعراف. سورة الأعراف is Surah number 7 of the Quran, and it has 206 آيات. In size, it is the longest Makkan surah, although in ayat, it's Surah al-Shu'ara. And it's literally a continuation of the conversation of Surah al-An'am. The focus of the surah is the consequence of rejecting divine guidance. We find the inmates of Jahannam, the inmates of Jannah, and then in between the heights. See, A'raf comes from Urf, which denotes a high land, and it refers to a high place between Jannah and Jahannam. In Ayah 46, Allah says,
وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَنَادُوا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ.
And between the two, there shall be a barrier. And on the most elevated places on the A'raf, there shall be men who know all by their marks. And they shall call out to the inmates of Jannah, of heaven, peace be upon you. They shall have not yet entered it, though they hope. Surah Al-A'raf then talks of the accounts of previous nations who rejected their prophets, but there is a focus on Prophet Musa. Now, we've divided the surah into 7 sections, and it begins with a reminder to follow divine guidance, and then a general warning about the consequences of failing to do so. Now, the second section is about Prophet Adam and Shaitan, and it's from Ayat 11 to 35. But then there are 4 calls to the children of Adam, so to all of us. So that's Ayah 26, 27, 31 and 35. And they all start off with, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam. 26 says, we've given you clothes to cover yourself, and clothes that guard you from evil. And he says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى, the clothes of God consciousness, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, they are the best. In Ayah 27, Allah warns, he says, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Don't let shaitan cause you to fall into affliction, just as he expelled your parents from the garden. In Ayah 31, Allah says, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تَسْرِفُوا. Beautify yourself at every time of salah. Eat and drink, but do not waste, because Allah does not love those who waste, who are extravagant. And finally, the fourth one in Ayah 35, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, إِمَّا يَعْتِيَنَّكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. If there comes to you my messengers relating to you my ayat, my communications, then whoever is God conscious and acts right, they will have no fear, nor will they be sad. So A'raf, remember the 4 calls to Bani Adam. And then there's the wonderful dua for forgiveness in Ayah 23, which was by Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa, رَبَّنَا ذَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. O our Rabb, we have been unjust to ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and don't have mercy on us, we will have wronged ourselves. We will be of the losers. We can use this in every kunut. The third section looks at a graphic look at the inmates of Jahannam, Jannah, and the A'raf, the heights that we talked about. But one of the ayat really sort of stands out, Ayah 50. Allah says, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The inmates of Jahannam will call out to inmates of Jannah, أَنْ أَفِيذُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاعِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Pour on us some of the water, or that which Allah has given you of sustenance. And Ayah 51 says, these are those who took their religion, their way of life, as an idle sport and a play in the life of the world. He says, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَحْوًا وَلَعِبًا. They made fun, a mockery of the purpose of life. The surah transitions to talk about the destruction of earlier communities who rejected their prophets. There was the people of Prophet Nuh, Hud, Salih, Lut and Shu'aib. This is followed by a focus on Prophet Musa, the Fir'aun, and the Bani Israel. And it's a lengthy discussion from Ayah 103 to 171. There's a confrontation with Fir'aun and the magicians. There's the plagues that afflicted Egypt, the drowning of Fir'aun and his army, and the deliverance of the Bani Israel, the receiving of the Torah on the mountain, the fashioning of the golden calf in the absence of Prophet Musa. There's the covenant with the elders of Bani Israel. And then the mention of Prophet Muhammad in the Torah and the Injil. And this section, which is section 6, ends with the disobedience of the Bani Israel and their consequences. The surah concludes with the universal covenant that Allah makes with the children of Adam. In Ayah 172, he says that when he brings forth the children of Adam, right in the beginning, when we're all souls, he asks, am I not your Rabb? Alastu bi Rabbikum? Kalu. And we all said, Bala, Shahidna, we bear witness. And taqulu yawm al-qiyamah, inna kunna an hadha ghafilin, lest you should say on the day of Qiyamah that we were heedless of this. So ingrained in us is this covenant. And then my favorite ayah, 180, where he says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And Allah's are the best of names, therefore call on Him with these names. And finally, in ayah 100 and 204, he says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And when the Qur'an is recited, listen to it. Remain silent so that mercy will be showed on you. And then, finally, in Ayah 205, he says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَذَرُّا وَخِفْيَةً وَدُونَ الْجَحْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِ وَالْآسَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Remember your Rabb within yourself, humbly, fearing Him, in awe of Him, in a voice not too loud in the morning and the evening, and don't be of those who is heedless of Him. So in other words, remember Him all the time. I absolutely love this surah. In essence, it is the expulsion or the sending away of Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa from Jannah, and then the eventual return of the progeny, the Banu Adam, back to Jannah, the process of doing that. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to return back to Jannah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.